Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about the conversation, talk about how it went, at least as much as we know, and just kind of run through what all of the indications are. Then we'll talk about some other things that are related to the same topic and just kind of get it all into one video. Okay. So, of course, we are talking about the incredibly high-stakes Zoom call that occurred between the Biden administration and officials of Netanyahu's administration when it comes to the plan for Rafah. Okay, so the call was roughly 2.5 hours long. It has been described by both sides as constructive and productive. That's a good sign. There are follow-up talks. My understanding is that these might actually be in person. They will be coming. So with constructive and productive, that can mean either they kind of agreed on something and they want to see it for real in person now, or they're close to agreeing on something and want a face-to-face conversation about it. So, what happened? Based on what has been talked about and what has kind of leaked out about it, they presented him with a menu, a whole bunch of different options. It appears that the Netanyahu officials were most interested in a proposal that would disrupt leadership of Hamas, either by capturing them or removing them. And because somebody asked, is remove a euphemism for kill? Yes, that is what it means. So it appears that that would be a targeted air campaign, as discussed in the first video, combined with like realignment operations, which I would point out that I don't remember exactly what day that video went out, but I know it was right around New Year's. If they were going to go that route, if they had gone that route back then, there would be a whole lot less loss and a whole lot less problems. So, based on everything that came out of it, it's still hopeful. Now, you do have to entertain the possibility that Netanyahu is stalling and just appeasing the Biden administration. You can't take that off the table. We will find out in short order if that's the case, though. As far as the Iranian diplomatic outpost that was hit, the U.S. went out of its way to inform Iran, we didn't have anything to do with that. That, like, not a normal standard denial, like, being very clear, the U.S. had nothing to do with it. So there's that. Iran has signaled their intent to respond in some way. They have not telegraphed what kind of response it would be. A lot of people have asked about that. They wouldn't. Their military is not as advanced as the U.S. They need the element of surprise. They're not going to say, we're going to do this in response. For them to not say exactly what their response would be, that is the smart foreign policy decision from their point of view. Then there is the news that, I'll just read it. This is straight from World Central Kitchen. World Central Kitchen is devastated to confirm 7 members of our team have been killed in an IDF strike in Gaza. It goes on to talk about how they were in a deconflicted zone. 2 of the vehicles were armored, 1 was soft skin, and they had just finished delivering 100 tons of aid. In other news related to it, Netanyahu, related to the topic in general, not World Central Kitchen, Netanyahu is apparently going to ban Al Jazeera from broadcasting inside Israel. I am not 100% sure what is supposed to be accomplished by that, to be honest. But those are the major bullet points that have come out, and the things you're likely to see again. So the big question is still Rafah. That's going to be the determining factor on a whole bunch of stuff. The fact that there are follow-up talks is good in the sense that the conversation didn't end. It's bad because they're on a clock. There's a whole bunch of people who do not have time for them to play these games. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.